This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the positive aspects of this world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is an honor to be here at your service, dear friends, talking about Islamic lifestyle. You know, on this program, we kind of want to talk about some of the positive aspects of the world. You know, we find that in a lot of traditions, the infallibles and the immaculates, whether it is the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, or the divinely appointed Imams, alayhim as-salam, peace be upon them all, you know, we find that they have said some pretty harsh words about the world. You know, and by now, our dear friends know that when we're talking about this dunya, we're talking about the world, we're talking about its materialistic aspect, you know, those materialistic things which, you know, they make us neglectful of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or, you know, likewise, they are a distraction from us working towards the hereafter, or it is a distraction from the idea that we will be judged on the Day of Judgment, or, you know, this distraction from the Almighty Allah. So all of those things which do these things are, of course, what we're talking about, the materialistic world. And in a lot of the traditions, if not, we can very easily say that in all of the traditions where the world is represented and is a manifestation of these things, this is very severely condemned and reprimanded by the infallibles and immaculates, peace be upon them all. Now, why, of course, you know, is self-explanatory, because all of these things distract us from the remembrance of Allah. Now, this is kind of the negative aspects, and we wanted to talk about the positive aspects of this world when it comes to our embetterment, our improvement, our progress, and our salvation. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, he has a very beautiful tradition where he talks about this very thing, you know, because we find that throughout Islamic history, there were peoples who had this kind of a Sufi thinking, and in this Sufi thinking, and ideology and, you know, concept, what they end up doing was to completely disassociate themselves from the world. And when they disassociated themselves from the world, I mean, you know, they lived in complete poverty and as paupers and, you know, not interacting with anybody and living in isolation and not having families, not getting married, not having children, right? Not eating meat, for example. And so they kind of took this thing to an extreme. And so in contrast to what these people were doing and what the wrong concept and the wrong understanding of this detachment from the world was, we find that the Imams, infallible Imams, excuse me, alayhimus salam, they took steps to help the people understand the positive aspects of the world as well. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the positive aspects of the dunya, the world. In the previous segment, of course, we talked a little bit about, you know, why we're talking about the positive aspects of the world. And so, well, let's go ahead and talk about the positive aspects. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that the world is the house of riches for those who gather from it for the other world. So this world is the house of riches, meaning we have a lot of opportunities within our grasp in order to, first and foremost, do all those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us are wajib, are obligatory, you know, our salah, our daily prayers, our fasting in the holy month of Ramadan, going to Hajj if all of the prerequisites are in order, and all of the good deeds as well. But we'll get to that in a moment. Another one of the things, of course, is to refrain from committing all of those deeds that Allah the Almighty has made haram. He has prohibited. So refraining from committing sins, refraining from the disobedience of the Almighty Allah. Now, just keep in mind, we're talking about the various opportunities that are within our reach in this world, which will help us in the next world, which is the permanent world. So what else? All of the good deeds that are readily available for us, whether it is helping the oppressed, supporting the oppressed. We see in the present day, in the situation of Palestine, one of the best deeds that we can do as a human being and as a Muslim and as a part of our Islamic lifestyle is to help our Palestinian brothers and sisters and all of our Muslim brothers and sisters all across the world. Good deeds, helping the neighbor, feeding the needy, helping the homeless, helping orphans, helping widows, you know, community service at our local masjid or our local Islamic center. Overall, to summarize, there are so many positive things, there are so many good deeds that we can do, which will make us rich in the next world.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.